Christmas dinner is big business, especially here in Britain, thanks to one tiny green vegetable. From London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. This is the sound you'll likely hear coming from kitchens all across the UK today. It's Brussels sprouts being chopped and readied for a trip around the frying pan. Though they can be controversial, the humble sprout has become a staple of the British Christmas dinner, and marketers have seized on the public's love-hate relationship to sell the little green cabbages.
I love Christmas pudding and would not go without, but nobody ever liked a sprout.
Sprouts?
Sprouts?
No.
Some of us Brits just love sprouts at Christmas, so Walkers has created new Brussels sprout-flavoured crisps.
Clearly the humble sprout is big business this side of the pond. Rudika Goodaker, a market analyst at food price provider Mintec, explains just how big.
The sprout industry accounts for almost £650 to £700 million. On an average, Brussels sprouts cost 25 to 30% or more during the Christmas time.
This year, Brussels sprouts are in slightly short supply here in the UK. Why is that? What's going on?
June saw record amounts of rainfall in Lincolnshire, and this resulted in flooded and damaged crops, which has led to a shortened supply. And this situation was also aggravated by the reduction in area by the growers due to the poor returns over the last few years. So as a result, the average wholesale price for the Brussels sprouts, it has increased like 29% month on month in the second week of December.
And so where are the Brussels sprouts coming from?
The supply situation in Europe has also been more difficult by extreme temperatures in the continent. So this year we might expect something to be missing on our Christmas dinner plate.
Will it be missing from your dinner table, Rudika?
I am not a big fan of Brussels sprouts, but my daughter loves them, so yeah, maybe.
Rudika Goodaker, a market analyst at food price provider Mintec. Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria.
Roasted, sautéed, or steamed, one question still remains. Why have sprouts become a holiday essential? For the answer, I went to visit food historian Cowrie O'Connor.
Hello, come in.
Who Hi. Says it all goes back to the Victorian era.
This is a dish that was always on the table. In the same way that you have to have cranberry sauce for American Thanksgiving, you could not have it without. In Britain, that's what the Brussels sprout is. But it is divisive because if you open, say, the famous Mrs. Beaton, this is sort of late Victorian cookbook, the recipes for vegetables, no matter what they are, begin clean and boil until it was mushy. But the big thing that's happened in recent years is the discovery of roasted vegetables. And there is nothing more beautiful and delicious than a roasted sprout.
So is that what you're going to have on your Christmas table, roasted sprouts?
Yeah. And the classic British way to do it is with bacon and chestnuts.
I see over here on your table beneath your Christmas tree, you've got some chocolates, foil-wrapped balls that look just like Brussels sprouts. So maybe if you can't get the vegetable, you can get your chocolate in.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And this shows that the whole Christmas dinner, what can you symbolize it by? It's a sprout, not a turkey, but a sprout.
Cowrie O'Connor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
As visions of sprouts dance in your head, let's do the numbers on Christmas. 25 years after it was released, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You hit number one on the Billboard Top 100 charts this month. On the gift front, people spend 85% more on books at Christmas than at any other time of the year. That's according to the Bank of England. And a recent study analyzed by The Independent shows here in the UK, people will eat 308 million slices of turkey, 411 million sprouts, and swig 205 million glasses of champagne. If you don't like your sprouts, you're not alone. Estimates show the UK tosses 17 million of the veg every year. That's part of the roughly 8 meals a week households here waste. That's enough to feed one person for more than 4 months, according to research from UK waste charity RAP. Helping to tackle that problem, then, is Olio. It's a free app that connects neighbors to share food that would otherwise go to waste. I ventured to the company's headquarters in central London to meet co-founder Sasha Celestial One.
Hi.
I'm Sasha.
Victoria.
As her team gathered around a big screen TV to talk about app updates, Sasha and I got down to the business of Olio. She started by explaining how it works.
We've tried to make sharing food as frictionless as possible. So let's say that I've had a dinner party and I've got lots of food left over, or some people have brought by some drinks that aren't my favorite. I simply take a picture, add a brief description, and then I click submit. It will get listed in the browse view, and it will also send a push notification to other people to let them know food has been added near them. For a lot of people, sharing food with a stranger through an app is still a bit of a weird thing to do. So that is our biggest challenge. But once they do and they have an amazing experience, they keep coming back. So how big of a problem is food waste? Globally, over a third of all food is never eaten. Nearly 10% of global carbon emissions are directly related to the food we waste. Our global impact to date is the equivalent of 8 million car miles having been removed from the road. We've also had 3 million portions of food successfully shared between neighbors.
Clearly, it's a good social issue, but what about a business issue? Are you profitable?
We are not profitable, and we won't be for quite some time. We are a private company with private venture capital investors, and we very, very firmly believe that if we can help to tackle the $1.2 trillion a year problem that is food waste, that we can do that in a profitable and scalable way.
Sasha Celestial One, co-founder of Olio. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, whether you're sprinkling Brussels sprout dust over your roast turkey or sipping Brussels sprout flavored gin, keep in mind these are real products, guys. We hope you have a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas from all of us here in London. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.